side all day long. When you come out to hear that song, it's the coal miner boogie. Hit the coal miner boogie. Hit the coal miner boogie. And you boogie woogie all night long. Oh, gee.
What have you got there?
A mining engineer's guide. It may help me find a clue.
So, now we're in the mining business.
What kind of battery does it use?
Lithium ion.
I see our mining expert is still unconvinced.
So you're part of the mining guild then?
No, not actually.
Lithium mode on.
That's better. Damn kids.
Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on this Wednesday morning. A nice day too. Boy, the sun is shining. We're going to have some fairly nice temps over the next little while. Well, Frank really gave you a good teaser there to our next topic. A lot of buzz right now around lithium and Saskatchewan's role in the future of batteries and clean tech. One company right in the middle of that conversation is EMP Metals. I talked about this earlier in the show, developing a lithium brine project near Stoughton, Saskatchewan. And boy, they've had some eye-catching early success, including drilling some of the highest grade lithium wells in the country and actually producing battery grade lithium carbonate. So they're moving into the next phase with a demonstration plant set to come online next year. And I'm happy to have the chief operating officer of EMP Metals joining me in studio today. Paul Schuback is joining me. Paul, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're a Regina guy, right? You're born and raised in the province. Am I correct? Yeah. So what's your background to be involved in a project like this?
So my background, again, I attended school here at the University of Regina, took industrial systems engineering, and then spent the better part of my career, the last 10 plus years, out at Mosaic Potash Belle Plaine. So in the solution potash mining industry.
Right.
And so this opportunity came up for lithium. We started to see, you know, some good results coming from some of the early developers. Mm-hmm. And this opportunity just kind of popped up. It was kind of one of those opportunities that I wanted to, you know, not look back on 5 years from now and just kind of be what, you know, what could have been.
Yeah, let it pass
me
by.
So I took the opportunity to jump on board in this new and sort of emerging, exciting industry. And it's been a really good transition. And, you know, happy to say we're actively pursuing to pioneer this new industry that could be a key economic driver for Saskatchewan.
That's awesome. Let's talk a little bit about EMP Metals. What does the company do? Is it strictly lithium? And why is Saskatchewan so important to your plans?
Yeah, so we are a lithium developer. We chose early on not to be a technology developer. We decided that we wanted to buy that technology from, you know, vendors that were established and creating and had the horsepower to, you know, develop this technology. So we are purely a project development company. We've got about 200,000 acres in the southeast Saskatchewan with, again, our primary focus being within the Viewfield area just south of Stoughton there.
Mm-hmm. So what is it about that area? I mean, that's where the deposits are, and how did we find out that's where the best place was?
Yeah, so the brines that contain lithium here in Saskatchewan are pretty widespread across the province. You'll have them, you know, down close to the border and then up north where up by Kindersley. So lithium is kind of, you know, it's in the province in a specific reservoir called Dupereau. Specifically in Viewfield, what caught our attention was an old sort of historical test that was done a number of years ago. We acquired some mineral permits in the area and had some early success on the exploration side. Mm-hmm. Again, going towards those wells that you announced with the top three wells in Canada through publicly available data,
right.
Which has really allowed us to continue with some, you know, some positive momentum to develop. Go through the piloting stages, and now we're into the demonstration facility development.
This is a pretty basic question, Paul, that I'm going to ask, but how is lithium mined? Like, what does it look like, the process?
Yeah, so there's two main ways today that lithium is mined, hard rock mining or spodumene production. That is your, you know, typical open pit mine. You also have large evaporation brine ponds in South America. Those, again, are your two traditional ways today that lithium is available to the market. Where Saskatchewan comes in is we have lithium-bearing brines that are, again, in the subsurface. We just essentially lift that brine to the surface to do the extraction. Mm-hmm. Very similar to how oil and gas is produced today, where you're drilling to the reservoir, pulling the brine up, doing the extraction through, you know, conventional water treatment type technologies.
Right.
And left with a lithium chemical on the tail end that ultimately gets fed into, you know, future manufacturing of batteries.
I already see a text on the text line that says, exciting, but what is lithium used for? I know it to be used for batteries. Is that one of the main things?
Correct. That would be the large driver of where lithium ultimately ends up is into, again, you look at it, your everyday products that we have today, and even, again, the transition that we're starting to see with the adoption of electric vehicles. That'll be the primary source of demand. And then a new source is really battery energy storage systems as well that are being looked at for storage of electricity. Again, that can be through the means of solar or wind, but have that power basically available for discharge later when, you know, the sun goes down or the wind's not blowing.
Right. I mean, I just think about society in general. I had this conversation with someone over the holidays. Find someone with a corded drill in their home. I mean, most people now have cordless drills. They have cordless tools. I mean, you obviously they're still there, but this is a reality. I mean, batteries are not going away anytime soon.
So. No, and the technology has gotten so much better on the batteries themselves. Again, you look at range of the EVs, you look at energy density that can be packed into these cells. The technology keeps getting better and better, which I think will just allow that adoption to become more and more common.
When we talk about lithium deposits, is this similar to other, like, you know, you think about, we talk about potash or oil, for example. I mean, you can't just drill anywhere and get those deposits. They are in different. Is that the same with lithium? How prevalent is it in Canada, for example?
Yeah. And again, lithium bearing brines are pretty widespread. Again, it's just what concentration is it at? Mm-hmm. And again, here in Saskatchewan, we have found some areas that have higher concentrations than others. And again, concentration from a mining perspective, the higher the
bang for your buck,
the higher the concentration, in theory, the lower your operating cost is going to be to produce that product.
Makes sense. I mean, it's all about productivity. Paul Schuback is my guest. He's the COO, Chief Operating Officer of EMP Metals. And we're talking about the fact that they've had some real good early success when it comes to lithium mining in the province. So can you talk about your approach? Does it differ from traditional mining methods? You talked about what you're using. Is it similar to what we would see in other parts of the world?
Yeah. So for us here, again, with the lower concentration brines that are found throughout North America, there is a new technology called direct lithium extraction. And that really is the primary technology piece that still hasn't been, you know, developed at commercial scale yet that needs to be put in place to develop these lower concentration brines. So we'd be using a DLE approach, again, mixed with other conventional water treatment-based equipments, which are, again, well-understood and well-produced and commercially available today, and really packaging that all together to produce a lithium chemical out of the lower-grade brines we have here.
I was reading recently about your recently announced Project Aurora. Can you talk a bit about that?
Yeah, so that is our demonstration plant. It's in partnership with our technology provider, Saltworks Technologies. They're a BC-based company. Okay. Again, they produce a lot of those water treatment-based skids and modular refineries today for a global list of clients. So we're really excited to have them come on board to help support Project Aurora. We've had good support even from the Saskatchewan government as well with some innovation incentives to help, you know, develop this new technology. But Project Aurora is really, we're applying innovation from all of our learnings over the last 3 to 4 years that we've been developing this project. We will be putting that facility into operation this summer after commissioning occurs throughout Q2 of this year. And again, I think, you know, there's unique opportunities to even hire local as well for some of our operations team that will be required here throughout the life of our demonstration facility. But
that's the point I was going to ask about, you know, what does this mean for, you know, the economy of the province and maybe even on a smaller scale in that area of the province where clearly we're going to see some growth?
Yeah. And I would echo, we have a lot of local technical talent here. And I think that's, you know, been a main driver for why we've had some early success. When we look at sort of our development strategy, I mean, we've been using local service businesses that are well established in that Estevan Weyburn area with the oil and gas industry. So it makes it really easy to look outside of our business, but to a lot of the contractors and support that we have in the area to, you know, really bring a development like this together. And when we talk about, you know, size of scale here, like our first commercial facility that we have sort of penciled right now, which will get further defined through the demo plant data and operations, upwards of $180 million US to establish that first commercial. Wow. And then when you talk about, you know, 20,000 ton developments 20,000 tons per year developments, we're talking, you know, a billion plus of capital requirements. And then again, ongoing sustaining capital, maintenance, operations, et cetera. So you can do the math there on how much of a key economic driver this could be.
I can't imagine. I mean, I'm guessing all of the service industries that service oil and gas down in that part of the province are happy to see something like this going on, because we've seen a kind of a pullback from the need for those, a lot of that service industry to help with multilateral drilling and a few different things that have taken things in a different direction. They're probably looking for this kind of a project to attach to.
Correct. Yeah. And again, when we look at where our Viewfield project is, again, that was sort of right in the heart of the Bakken boom a number of years ago. And, you know, whether some of those wells have been shut down, this is really, call it a resurgence, or could be another, you know, development within that existing area. And again, some of the advantages of going into an area that's been developed, again, power, roads,
infrastructure,
rail.
Yeah, it's all there.
It's literally at the doorstep. Yeah. So for us, we don't have to spend a lot of money to, you know, get to the resource and bring that resource to market.
Speaking of infrastructure, how do you get the product to your customers? How does the lithium, like we talk a lot about pipelines for oil and stuff, how do you get your lithium ultimately to your customer?
Yeah, so that, I mean, isn't really defined today, and that could change in the future. But the way that we're viewing that today is ultimately producing a lithium carbonate or a lithium salt right at the facility. Mm-hmm. So very similar to your potash operations today, but it would be on, again, on a much smaller scale, where we're talking, you know, 3,000 tons per year versus, you know, 3 million tons a year coming out of some of the potash facilities. So it'd likely be in super sacks and trucked to where it needs to go, and, you know, that it hits a rail or just trucked right out to port.
Sure. I want to talk about the kind of the investment environment in the province. There's been lots of studies. Saskatchewan, I think, in the last Fraser report, number three in terms of attractive, we're talking globally, attractive locations for mining. Would you say that's congruent with what your experience has been?
Yeah, I think overall from a mining perspective, absolutely. But where we've seen on the lithium side is, again, the pricing and the incentive for that investment just hasn't been there. We've been at a sort of the bottom of the market.
Right.
What has been positive for us, though, is we've gone from a low of about $8,000 to $9,000 per ton to just recently this week we broke over $19,000 a ton.
Wow!
So we're hoping again that, you know, with us, the demo plant plans, the way that we've been able to still move this project forward when it seems like a lot of companies have kind of just stood still, again, waiting for the pricing environment to improve. We're hopeful that we're sort of, you know, we have this plant up and running and the momentum going for, you know, really when that pricing, if it does continue to go up, that, you know, it makes sense for either investors or a strategic partner to come in. Right. And
what drives like that spike in price? Is it just demand?
Yeah, just supply demand.
Yeah.
And again, the demand right now, I think for 2025 was about 1 million tons of lithium consumed globally. And then by 2030, analysts are expecting about 3 million tons of lithium consumed. So again, where is that deficit on new supply going to come from? And DLE based projects, again, due to the environmental sustainability, the lower greenhouse gas, less water usage, less land usage, are really looking to be one of those key supply contributors in the future.
It's fascinating. It's exciting. Paul Schuback is my guest, COO of EMP Metals Corp. You're a publicly traded company, is that right?
Correct.
So have you got a website we can go to?
Yeah, you can check us out on our website, empmetals.com. All of, you know, the contact information will be there, emails, the ticker symbol that we trade under, emps.cn. But yeah, you can go buy our stock today if you have access to any of your brokerage firms.
Yeah, that's exciting stuff. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming in. We'll be watching with interest, and I hope we can have you back on the show for an update, maybe closer to summer when you get this project going.
Absolutely, that'd be great.
Good stuff. Paul Schuback from EMP Metals Corp, doing some great things with lithium mining down around the Stoughton area, and we will keep that conversation going here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.